Schooling cut off. As soon as Ellen felt she was able to do so, she attempted to continue her schoolwork, but she could attend classes only intermittently. She recounted, "My health was so poor that I could attend school but little. It was almost impossible for me to study and retain what I learned. The same girl who was the cause of my misfortune was appointed by our teacher as a monitor to assist me in writing and to aid me in getting my lessons. She always seemed sorry for what she had done, and I was careful not to remind her of the great injury she had done me. She was tender and patient with me, and much of her time seemed sad and thoughtful, as she saw me laboring to get an education. My hand trembled so that I made no progress in writing, and could get no further than the first examples, which are called coarse hand. As I labored to bend my mind to my studies, the letters of my book would run together, large drops of perspiration would stand upon my brow, and I would become dizzy and faint. Advised by her teacher to drop out of school until her health had improved, she for a time gave up attempts to attend. She recalled, "It was the hardest struggle of my young life to yield to my feebleness and decide that I must leave my studies and give up the hope of gaining an education." Some 3 years later, Ellen attempted to pick up her schoolwork, enrolling in a female seminary, but she soon discovered that it was difficult to maintain her religious experience in a large seminary. Besides, she was physically unable to cope with the strain. At this point, she gave up all attempts to gain a formal education. Her mother, a wise and careful woman, did not allow Ellen to grow up in ignorance. At home, she learned many of the practical lessons needed in preparation for life. And Ellen studied in the School of Nature, for the spacious Deering's Oaks Park was within walking distance, over the hill, from her home. Later she reported, "I have spent many pleasant hours in the woods at that place.